Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So this week isn't as relevant as it usually is. We're finally finishing the 2017-2018 season, wrapping up the World Championships. It's been a very busy season. Yeah. That is our excuse. At least it's the end of the season. But
you know what? No, we have a good excuse for these ones. I'm a mess still. It's not been great. And so it took me a long time to get through some of this stuff, in large part just because there was so much of it. And I wanted to watch everything, and I wanted to be coherent while watching everything.
Yeah, not to mention spending the time recapping and all of that.
Yeah.
So, but we are finally recapping that crazy, crazy men's event at the World Championships.
I still don't even know what happened.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people complaining, you know, that this was one of the worst men's events in recent memory, and I don't think that's really fair.
No.
Because really, I mean, the short program was about what I expected it to be in terms of quality. Could have been better, could have been worse. The free skates started out fantastically. The first three groups were really very strong.
It was really just that last group.
Yeah, which...
And even the last group was not amazing, and there were some complete disasters, but it's not like all six of the last six were a complete disaster.
I mean, to be fair, they almost were.
Almost. There were varying degrees of disaster, though.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, let's get right into this men's event. I mean, in terms of the podium, I was not really shocked in terms of who was on the podium and in what order. It was more the manner in which they got on the podium in that order.
Yes, exactly.
So Nathan Chen is now world champion.
Yep.
Only second guy ever to go over 320 points total after Yuzuru Hanyu, which is crazy to think. But I mean, he wasn't fully clean, but he was definitely the best of the top guys here.
Yes, far and away the best of the top guys here.
Yeah.
He really delivered, again, not two clean skates, but close enough.
Exactly.
Especially, you know, he was the last to go out of that six.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh no, are we going to have one of those days?
Yeah. Well, and especially since he's putting in the six quads in the free skate. And it definitely wasn't as well done as he did at the Olympics. But I mean, on the other hand, the short program was a far sight better. So overall, I think it was a pretty successful competition for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to be ashamed about.
No.
He has a score over 320. He's only the second guy to ever do that. He won worlds, won both segments. There's nothing really to complain about. Anything we complain about is kind of nitpicky at this point.
Yep, exactly. Although, you know, it's sort of in a way good, maybe, that we waited this long to talk about this, because I am very curious to see what Nathan will be looking like next season.
Yeah.
Because the news is that he's been accepted to Yale. Apparently, according to what I was hearing people saying, as a Yale undergrad, though, you're not able to take less than a full-time schedule of courses.
Oh, no.
And, of course, he'll be out on the East Coast, not training in the same area, I would have to imagine, unless he can arrange, you know, all online. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with how Yale's system works, but
so
it'll be interesting.
I did hear he is still training long distance with Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
So Raphael Artunian will still be his coach, but they will not ever really be in the same place.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal.
That's the thing. It's going to be very interesting to see how he handles it. I don't really know how it's going to work out. I don't expect him to just, you know, quit full out next season. But, I mean, that's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
A full course schedule in university and, you know, training to be a world-class athlete.
Yeah, it's hard enough to do one of those things.
Yeah.
Lots of people don't succeed at either one individually.
Yeah.
So, you know, to have both of those things and to do it at Yale, I understand why you want to go to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
But that sounds
like a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. And, yeah. you know, there are plenty of good schools where you were training. You know, it
well,
is...
and I mean, the other thing is, I know a lot of people don't like to have that break in between high school and university. But if you're, you know, a world-class athlete, especially a figure skater, school can wait.
Uh-huh.
Your skating might not be able to.
That is the thing. This is not a traditional sport where you can do it until you're 35
yeah.
and still be at the top of your game. Lots of skaters are no longer at the top of their game at 25, never mind 35.
Yeah, so that's why it'll be very interesting to see where he goes from here. Like I said, I mean, I don't expect him to stop
no.
skating by any means. It will be interesting, though, to see... You know, probably not where he's at the beginning of the next season, because obviously
yeah.
school starts in September. But come, you know, next year's
Worlds.
Nationals, next year's Worlds, I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah,
and...
we've seen some skaters navigate, you know, that balance between university and skating fairly successfully.
Yeah.
And we've seen some do it pretty unsuccessfully. And
well, and the main thing I don't want... I don't know how many of our listeners, you know, are newer to skating or have followed for many years, but if any of you remember Tatsuki Machida,
yeah.
who was so fantastic for a few seasons, and then that year of the Olympics in 2014, he didn't do so well at Japanese Nationals, and he just decided, or sorry, 2015.
Yeah.
It was the year after
the Olympics.
He didn't do so well at Japanese Nationals, and he just decided, you know what, I'm going to quit skating completely and go... finish my degree at university, which was just so heartbreaking and still
yeah.
breaks my heart to this day.
It's really hard because, again, he's going to an Ivy League school. There's going to be a lot of pressure. There's going to be a lot of people who think that he can't balance both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be hard, not impossible, but it's going to be incredibly hard. And I, for one, am concerned more about his mental health by the end of
yeah.
the next year. First year university is hard.
It is, and you know, in you know, on the other side of the continent, and now he has that added pressure too in the skating world of being the reigning world
yes.
champion and things. I really don't know what to expect. I just hope it all goes well for him.
I
and the
really
pressure
hope
isn't
so,
too much.
But I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Hopeful, but worried.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe we all this worry will be for nothing.
I really
and
hope
he will
so.
Prove us wrong. Exactly. I really do hope that's the case. But it does. It makes me a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
All that said, though, he was definitely clear in a way winner here,
yeah.
winning by like 50 points in
yeah.
this event.
Just goes to show what the rest of the field was like.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, a lot of, you know, other guys who've been on the podium at World Championships weren't here.
Yeah.
There were a lot of guys who didn't, you know, didn't come to this World Championships either because they're retired or likely retiring.
Yeah, or injured or whatever.
Yeah.
There's other things going on, yes. But there were still some former world medalists who were not on the podium. There are
yeah,
some
we will get
world
to
medalists
that.
Who are on the podium but 50 points back of first.
Yeah. Well, and we may as well start with Shoma Uno, who
yeah.
finished second here, 50 points back of first place. Although for him, I mean, he was apparently had an ankle injury and you could
yeah.
tell that the jumps just were not working this competition.
Yeah, I was a little concerned as soon as I heard that he had an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why he was here. He kind of needed to be.
Yeah.
Because otherwise next year would have been awful.
Yeah, especially since Hanyu wasn't here and dealing
yeah.
with, you know, spots on the Grand Prix and your national ranking and things like that.
Japan can deal with either Hanyu or Uno being out of Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot deal with both of them being out.
Yeah, well, and especially then it gets down to how many spots they have.
Yes.
I'm kind of amazed they got three spots
uh-huh.
here, but we'll
they did
get
it.
Into that. Yep, they did it. That's the
it's
main
fine.
Thing. But yeah,
and
it
actually
was...
so did the US. We didn't mention
yes.
that yet, but the US did as well.
Yes, that was another nail biter.
Yeah.
We'll get into that as we go down the list. But I mean, obviously this was not Shoma's best
no.
event here. And can just hope for him as well. I mean, really, his season went pretty well. It wasn't, as strong of a season as maybe we'd all hope for when we saw him at Lombardia, and he was amazing.
I think he set our expectations a little too high at Lombardia because, I mean, he had some amazing programs this season.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they haven't been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of set the bar at perfect at Lombardia.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting how they change their strategy to hopefully not peak so early next season. Because obviously, if you're going to peak anywhere, the Lombardia trophy is not where you want to do it.
Peak at least at the Grand Prix final.
Yeah. And, you know, even trying to defend his national title, if presumably Hanyu will be there for the first time in 2 years, it'll be, I mean, we hope that he's there and nothing prevents it, but... It's, I mean, for him at least, he hung on to his world silver medal here, second at the Olympics, you know, all in all, it was a rocky season, but, you know, the standings overall and his world standing is solid enough that hopefully he can bounce back and have a really good season next year.
I'm not too worried about him. Again, he's another one of these guys that's so young.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's even 20 yet, which, you know, teenagers. They're volatile. We were all teenagers once, or maybe you are still a teenager, I don't know. But teenagers are volatile. It's easy to, you know, throw yourself off, especially as a teenager, never mind. You know, you can still throw yourself off at 25.
Well, and I mean, maybe with the skate he had here, it sort of helps him with, you know, his position as sort of the underdog, which is funny to say, but, you know, in his home country, he is the underdog to Hanyu.
Yeah.
And,
you know, when put up against Nathan Chen... It depends on who you ask whether he's the underdog or not. Mm-hmm. And on days like this one, he was. Yeah. And that's fine. Being the underdog and getting second at everything, just fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for his sake, I'm sure he'd like to be ready to peak, but at least the pressure is less than it now, I imagine, will be on Nathan Chen, especially after the craziness of the Olympics and then Worlds back to back.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting season for him next year.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I'm not too worried about him.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned since he at least, again, was injured. And so there's a reason why he had a couple of rough skates.
And for the most part, when we've seen him skate like this, he's usually sick or injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to put this kid in a bubble so that he is not sick or injured. But... At least, you know, you've got a reason. It's not just a bad day that results in a horrendous skate.
Yeah.
Because those are two very different things.
Mm-hmm. And then our third place finisher here was Mikhail Kolyada, who decided to take out the quad lutz. And I think, especially in this event, was definitely the right decision.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, the lutz really just has not been consistent. It's amazing when he lands it, but just when he doesn't, it takes away so much from the program, and it seems to take away a lot from him mentally speaking as well.
Yeah, he seems to run out of steam the second he goes down on that lutz. Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the short program, I mean, this is definitely one of the best short programs we've ever seen from him.
Yeah, that short program was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was second after the short.
Yeah.
His free skate wasn't quite as strong. He still had some minor errors, and with the quad lutz out, he was at a base value deficit. Yeah,
but it was still one of his better ones of the season.
And, you know, to be fourth in the free skate, third overall, nothing to, you know, sniff at.
And, I mean, he seemed happy with it.
Yeah, because he should be.
Yeah.
Not only did he get his bronze medal, they've got three spots next year.
Yep. Again, just sort of by their... Well, Russia not as much by the skin of their teeth, but we'll get into it as we go down.
Russia was a little more secure than, say, the U.S.
Yeah. Fourth place was Alexei Bachenko, and I did feel for him a little bit because he finished seventh in both segments, but he had two basically just about clean performances, and especially when that final flight went and there were a lot of rough skates. I did feel a little bad for him that he was just off the podium there.
But I think for him, you know... He's one that doesn't necessarily expect to be on the podium at the World Championships. Yeah. So for him, I imagine this fourth place finish is still an achievement and still something he's very proud of. And I say that because he was on the phone telling somebody on the couch cam right at the end. And it was like, oh, wait, I've actually, you know, come in fourth at the World Championships.
Yep.
That's huge.
It really is. And he as well has been having a really fantastic season.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I heard somewhere that he might be retiring.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that. Don't quote me on it. Yeah. I don't have my sources in front of me. There have been so many rumors and things, but...
Differentiating the rumors from the facts on the retirement is incredibly difficult.
Yeah. Or just the, I'm thinking about retiring statements.
Yeah. Or the, you know, I'm taking the next season off.
But I'm not going to mention the R word kind of statements. Yeah.
Skaters like to dance around that R word. Mm-hmm.
Still, though, for him as well, he salvaged two spots for Israel, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
Finishing fourth, which is fantastic. And, I mean, even though he was seventh in both segments, you know, the final result is all that matters.
Yep.
And
he
seemed thrilled with it, yeah. And as he should be.
Yeah, that was really exciting for him. There was a moment there where, as much as I'm excited for him to be in fourth, before Nathan Chen went, I was like, don't have Alexei Buchenko in third. I can't. Yeah. Not because I didn't want him to medal. I really would have loved it for him if he had been able to medal, but not at the cost of
having
Nathan be under 258.
Yeah.
That would not have cut it.
Yeah. It was touch and go for a minute there. But yeah, good for him, and also really good for Kazuki Tomono, who finished fifth here and was third in the free skate.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever seeing him skate before this season, but I've been really impressed with him so far this season, and especially here.
Yeah, we've both been kind of in love with him and his free skate all season. And it really is kind of a shame that he didn't do a little better in that short program.
I mean, at the same time, though, he had a solid short program. Yeah. He didn't make any mistakes or anything. He was just skating a bit early on and, you know, he's not, you know... We hate when this happens, but he doesn't have a big enough of a name to have that PCS base mark in the short program, which is a shame because, I mean, honestly, I could have very easily seen him on the podium with two clean skates and including quads and triple axels. Yeah. And, you know,
he skated so well here.
Yeah.
And I mean, we love that free skate.
Yeah.
That free skate is entertaining and he skates it so well, especially here when he goes clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, both programs are really strong and you can tell that he has a strong technical base in terms of the jumps. His skating skills are solid and he does actually perform throughout. And I mean, everything is there, including the quads.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what else you need to do.
I mean, I'm sure for him, probably add in, you know, another variety of quad at least would help. But I mean, you're basically there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, fifth at Worlds in your first time out is an amazing result.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great for him that Japan has got three spots.
Which he helped salvage.
Which is due, you know, 50-50 to him.
Yeah.
Uno and Tomono did it together.
Yeah.
Those two guys that did it. So... he's got a really good shot at getting a chance to go again next year.
Mm-hmm.
And come next year, if he skates just like this, having had 2 years out on the senior ranks.
Yep. Well, and also he's guaranteed two Grand Prix spots as well. So I'll be really interested to see where he's at by this time next season.
I'm so excited to see him on the Grand Prix next year.
Mm-hmm. And also to see where they send him. There are many of these where I think, or even like for NHK, is Shoma going to go to NHK? Is Hanyu? Are both of them?
I would hope that the Japanese Fed would not send their two stars to NHK.
I mean, I would hope, but then how do you... I mean, yes, as we said, Hanyu's the star, but technically speaking, Shoma is national champion and world silver medalist this year. I mean, again, Hanyu is Olympic champion. It's just one of those... Also, it makes it tough because... if you're not familiar with how the Grand Prix are assigned, the top three cannot face each other at all in the Grand Prix series. So that also restricts you in terms of where you can put Shoma if you're not putting him at NHK and you're not going to put him in Russia or the US because the other two on the podium are going to be at those two competitions. So basically you're left with Canada and China and those are your only two options.
That sounds good to me.
I mean, I wouldn't complain, but...
if he's in Canada, I'm happy.
Yep.
That's fine by me.
But anyway, all that to say... I'm already ready for the Grand Prix assignments for next season.
Oh, yes.
We've still got another, like, 2 months to go.
Yeah.
But let's move on to sixth place was Denis Vasiliev, who was another
skater,
strong, clean skates here.
And another skater we are both so excited for.
Absolutely.
To have him in sixth, he is such a fantastic skater. He doesn't have, you know, the great big jumps that some of the other guys have. But he's a performer. And
Well, and the skating skills are second to none.
Yeah.
You can tell he takes very much after Stefan Lombiel.
Those twizzles.
Yep.
He does them in both directions. None of the other single skaters do them in both directions.
Yep. I mean, he's impressive to watch when he's able to skate clean. Uh-huh. It'll be interesting to see if he can... He tried incorporating the quad a bit this season. It didn't work very well, unfortunately. It'll be interesting to see what the strategy is like next season, but...
Given another few months to work on it in the off season, though, I wouldn't be surprised to see him incorporating it pretty successfully.
Hopefully, but I mean, at the same time, though, you could take the risk with the quad, or you could do a quadless clean skate and be sixth at Worlds. I mean, to be fair, if others had skated cleaner, he would have been further down, but that's the risk-reward of the quadruple jumps in the men.
It is, and I mean, I have a feeling we'll see him incorporating it again at the beginning of the season. If it doesn't go well, it's gone.
Yeah.
They know what works. And, you know, I trust Stefan Lombiel.
Yeah.
He's going to make the right choices.
And also interesting to note that Latvia can send two men skaters to Worlds next season. Which
I don't know who else would be going, but...
I don't know, but, you know, good for them. Exactly. You've got them to use them. Seventh place was Dmitry Aliyev, who had a rough short program, but definitely came back in the free skate there.
A really strong free skate from him.
Yeah.
And, helping Mikhail Kolyada secure those three spots for Russia.
Yep.
Which I'm sure makes him very happy.
Yeah.
Because they no longer need to fight as hard.
Well, and I do wonder, you know, in an alternate universe, because in the short program, he did the quad toe, triple toe, if we bring it up here. And then it was the quad lutz triple toe. And he was going to do a quad toe. But he popped it to a triple and so got 0 points for that one. Now, just imagine if he'd been able to do a quad or even just did, you know, a triple lutz, say.
Or a triple flip, whichever.
Where would he be in the standings? Would he have been able to make it on the podium?
He would have been really close.
Exactly. Especially been able to get the quad in. Yeah. I think he might well have been on the podium, perhaps ahead of his Russian teammate here.
Yeah.
Which is a shame for Aliyev, but...
And I mean, had he even been able to do a triple, he absolutely would have been, no denying it, fourth, even if it had gone terribly.
Yeah.
He could have fallen and he still would have been fourth or fifth.
Yep.
And just adding in a triple sow, like not even.
Well, and that was the tough thing too, is that, I mean, he looked okay going into it. I don't know what happened in the jump where it's just one of those things where your body decides, nope, it's not happening today.
Yeah,
and
it's a real shame. Sometimes your body decides you're going to be a chicken.
Yeah. Well, and especially too, since it wasn't, you know, popped into a double or something, or even if he, you know, hadn't done the combination on the first jump and just did a triple toe. Even that would have been
More than enough.
Yeah.
Because putting the toe on the end of the quad versus the triple, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
I kind of think it should, but it doesn't.
Yep.
They just add the two jumps together. It doesn't matter where you put the second one.
Exactly. Which is why I was playing a little bit of a, you know, what might have been. Because really, I mean... That was the only mistake through this entire event for him, really. And in terms of mistakes, it was, you know, a bit of a brain fart moment. And it didn't take out of the program in any way. I'm really intrigued to see how his next year's season is going to go. I mean, seventh at Worlds. I believe he was seventh at the Olympics as well, I'm pretty sure.
Something close to that. I don't have the results pulled up.
Yeah, something like that anyway. Yeah. But this has been a fantastic first senior season for him, and it'll be interesting to see where he and Kolyada, you know, face off during the season and at Russian Nationals too.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting because at this point it's going to come down to Aliyev putting together the quads. All he has to do is hold on to that short program, really.
Well, to be fair, and the free skate. I mean, when we saw it at the Olympics where he had that amazing short program and then couldn't quite hold it. It was at the Olympics, to be fair, which is a different type of pressure than any other skating competition.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is there's more wiggle room in the free skate.
Yeah.
There is zero wiggle room in the short program.
Yeah.
Because had he made the exact same mistake in the free skate, it basically wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, it's easier to fix at the very least.
So, you know, there are things to be fixed and there are things to work on, but this was an amazing result for him.
Yeah. And yeah, they were actually tied in terms of the final number of points with Keegan Messing, who finished in eighth. And he had a really strong short program.
Yeah.
For him, it was a shame. He was the first guy in that final group who couldn't quite hold it together. For him, it was more, you know, popping jumps and a few step outs than anything else. It could have been worse. And I mean, finishing eighth at Worlds, I think for Keegan is a fantastic result. It's just a little hindered by what could have been.
Also, another note, his first Worlds.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, he's on the older side compared to some of the other guys who are at their first Worlds. But this is Keegan's first Worlds.
Yeah.
And he came out and skated lights out in that short program and then just could not hold it together.
Yeah.
Opening that final flight.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was just the pressure of not only am I'm in the final flight at Worlds, I could conceivably make it onto the podium.
Yeah.
And I mean, he didn't know what would happen after him, but he could have with a clean skate.
Yeah. Had he skated clean, there's a 50-50 chance he would have been third.
Yeah. And plus the pressure as well. Nam didn't make the free skate for Canada of trying to hang on to two spots for Canada next season.
Yeah, which he
did. Which, yes, thank you. But I mean, it helps him more than anyone else, probably.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, realistically, he wanted that second spot so that he had less to worry about next year.
Exactly.
There are too many guys who could all qualify for Canada next year.
Yeah.
Having an extra spot is, I'm sure, what he wanted. And I mean, this was a tough situation to be in, leading the final group at your first Worlds.
Yeah.
That's a high pressure situation.
It is. And that's why, you know, he obviously was a bit disappointed at the end of the skate. But overall, I hope he can look back on it and just take it as a net positive. Again, you're top 10 in the world at your first Worlds. You earned two spots, got a, you know, personal best, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost 100% sure in the short program. Just take it and run with it. That's a great season ender.
All of Canada is happy because you held on to two spots for us.
Yep.
As soon as I saw his score, that was the first thing I thought of was, okay, yes, he's done it. We have two spots. We don't need to worry.
Yep. Let's see. Ninth place here was Misha G, who has confirmed he is, in fact, retiring this season. But, I mean, at least for him, it was good to see him with two clean skates to go out on. I mean, for him as well, finishing in the top 10 is, you know, a win for him.
Yeah.
Interestingly, also Uzbekistan now has two spots if they want to use them at Worlds next season.
Except who's even going to... I mean, they do have the one guy whose name I'm blanking on.
No, that's Kazakhstan.
Oh, it is Kazakhstan. Oh, yeah, they don't have anybody. I don't know who they're going to send.
They might go unused, but, you know, if they can find, I don't know, a junior skater or somebody or...
Yeah,
they might well go unused, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah,
but
it's always too bad when the spots go unused. But good for Misha. I mean, this is a good way to go out. Everybody loves him. Everybody's thrilled for him to be in the top 10.
Yep. Well, and this won't be the end of Misha G in the skating world. I mean, he's already, I'm sure, choreographing for next season.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, always busy. You know, it was nice to see him just go out with a couple of clean skates and the audience obviously very receptive.
I'm sure somebody will invite him to their ice show.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if we could swing him for Stars on Ice Canada.
That would be great. I would love it.
It's not going to happen, but I would love it.
Yep. 10th place here was Mikhail Brezhina, who had a rougher short program, but I think one of the best free skates we've seen from him in a long time, maybe years.
Yeah, he's been able to pull together, you know, a couple of really good short programs this season and now this great free skate.
Yep.
Here's hoping next year he can do them both at the same time.
Yes. Again, the rumors I was hearing was that he is intending to go on at least one more season. I think he was on the fence before, but I mean, having, you know, finishing top 10 here, Czech Republic also has two spots for next year at Worlds. Having such a great last free skate of the season here, I really hope that we can see him pull it together again last season.
Yeah, he's a really interesting skater, and I hope that we can see him reach the peaks that he was at in the past.
Yeah.
Because he's been incredible, and, you know, he hasn't quite been able to pull it together, but we've seen flashes of that recently.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a just a really great free skate. I mean, especially in that free skate, the second and third warm-up groups, I just enjoyed so much. Almost everybody skated clean and was so enjoyable. And he was definitely one of those where I was just thinking, this is so great. It's going to be an amazing competition.
Uh-huh. How many people are going to be over 320?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We might not get any at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt a little like we accidentally jinxed ourselves by being so happy with the second and third flight.
Yeah. But anyway, should move on. 11th place here was Max Aaron, who was a bit of a last minute replacement here after a couple of withdrawals. And, you know, a lot of people I know were questioning how ready he would be. But, I mean, he saved the U.S.'s bacon in terms of three spots here. That's for sure.
It was cutting it close.
Yeah.
That's for sure. He really only had one spot of wiggle room there.
Yep. But he did it.
But he did it.
It wasn't, you know, the cleanest skates we've ever seen from him. But I think a good way to send off his season, he's another one. I think he might be retiring, but I'm not 100% on that. Don't quote me on it.
Yeah, his social media posts have been a little cryptic and like the kind of like nostalgic that usually means retirement, but not always. And so I don't know. This might be his last season. For all we know, he's planning to go another quad.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
Unless you know, then tell us.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Yeah. It's been an up and down season for him. And it really has been the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And I mean, even here wasn't, you know, the strongest skates we've ever seen from him. But it was good to see, you know, especially in the free skate, he seemed happy with the results there. And, you know, that's about all you can ask for when you're a last minute third alternate replacement at world championships.
Yeah, I can't believe how many alternates the U.S. ran through in sort of all of the disciplines. They ran through a lot of alternates.
Yeah, it's been a weird post-Olympics situation for
And I mean, a lot of that seems to be, you know, first and second alternates retiring.
Yeah. Or, you know, in terms of news, just reading today, Adam Rippon going on Dancing with the Stars. Yes. You know.
With Tonya Harding.
Yep. That might have to watch that one.
I think we have to watch that one. We watched for Meryl and Charlie. I think we need to watch for Adam and Tonya.
Yeah. At the very least to report back. Yeah. Hopefully it's interesting enough to have anything to report back.
I hope so.
But anyway, let's move on here. 12th place was Alexander Myarov from Sweden. And really good to see him come back here with two really close to clean skates.
Yeah.
Just to stick it to the Swedish Federation for not sending him.
I'm still so mad at the Swedish Federation.
I know. It was ridiculous, the fact that they didn't send him to the Olympics. And I mean, yes, he finished 12th here. But top 12 in the world is not something to be embarrassed about.
Not at all.
How do you expect to encourage the growth of the sport in your country if you don't allow your top skaters to go to the Olympics? And maybe the Swedish Olympic Company or Olympic Committee doesn't care particularly about figure skating. But I would argue that, you know, you have a strong history of it, Sweden. We should want to continue that into the future.
You're in a country covered in snow, like, most of the year. Mm-hmm. You should want to encourage people to do winter sports. Like, that's just, you have a history of it because of the type of country you live in, and it's good for national pride. Like, everybody loves the Olympics, and everybody hates when you steal an Olympic opportunity from somebody. Yeah.
And the point of the Olympics and the supplies to certain U.S. media people too is not to win the Olympics. I mean, that's nice. It's nice when your country wins medals, but that's not the point of the Olympics.
The point is international cooperation.
Uh-huh. And just giving these athletes that experience. And yes, he's been before, but
I don't care.
Yeah.
No. You if you go and you meet the criteria for your sport to earn a spot, you get to go.
Yeah, and I think he definitely showed here that had he been sent to the Olympics, I definitely could have seen him placing around top 12. Top 15 anyway, depending on, you know, because there were a few people missing here.
Yeah, but he skated really well here. And this was, you know, a feather in his cap. He was 12th, not quite in that top 10, but with two really strong skates and a top 10 short program.
Yep. Still should have gone. It yep. still irks me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
13th place was Keiji Tanaka, and he has been having a bit of an up and down season as well.
Yeah.
It was around the midpoint of the season in his Grand Prix. I don't remember which one he was at, but whichever Grand Prix he was at. And at Japanese Nationals, he was looking really mm-hmm. strong. And then just these last two at Olympics and Worlds, he seemed to be a little off balance in some of the jumps.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a matter of pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, you do really well for the first half of the season, and in an important season like this one, does yeah. that become too much pressure? Is there a, you know, an injury problem? Is there a equipment problem? Maybe mm-hmm. there's a, maybe it's boot problems.
It could be. It's hard to know.
Those horrible, horrible boot problems. And I'm not talking about the boot problems that happen in your head. I'm talking about the boot the problems real physical. That actually happen to your boots.
Yeah. I mean, it could also be, I mean, he was sort of the guy who was expected to try and hang on to those three mm-hmm. spots. Luckily, Kazuki Tomono was able to help out there, yeah. but maybe that was a bit of extra pressure yeah. that hurt him a bit. Yeah, it was a shame to see the end of his season not go so well. But he has a lot of potential, and I hope we can see him capitalize on it next season.
Yeah, and I mean, he's still pretty young.
Yeah.
He's got some serious competition in Japan.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully we'll see him at least a bit next season and skating pretty well. Maybe being the underdog will be a good thing for him.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 14th place was Vincent Zhou. Third in the short program. 19th in the free skate. This was a real disappointment for yeah. sure. The short program was fantastic. At least you can take that away from this event.
The short program was amazing.
Yeah.
I was so excited for him after that short program, but the free skate just did not go his way.
Yeah, almost right from the start. Maybe it was something in, you know, sometimes when you're in an arena for a competition and things start going south in terms of how skaters are yeah. performing, it seems to snowball, like just the crowd is tense and...
Yeah, the Italian crowd was trying,
yeah.
but there is only so much you can do when you have one bad skate after another.
Yeah, and it seemed to be, you know, especially in that final flight, quad lutzes just starting yeah. skaters off on a bad foot, and that definitely happened to Vincent here. And it's a real shame because, well, I mean, obviously if he'd been clean, he would have been on the podium.
Absolutely.
And if he'd been close to clean.
I was going to say, if he had been close to clean, he probably would have been second.
Yeah, most likely.
I mean, Shomo was not clean and he had a lead over Shomo after the short.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real shame. And he obviously looked disappointed by yeah. the end of it. I don't know. It just seemed to spiral. And maybe it was that environment in the rink or just maybe that pressure of knowing an Olympic medal is on the line, or sorry, a world medal is on the line yeah. here.
And, you know, even that, yeah, I'm going to get us three spots.
Yeah.
Nathan and I are going to get us three spots. And then as soon as something goes wrong, oh, wait. And then you start doing the math in your head about what other people have done, because as much as skaters try to avoid it, so many of them fail to avoid other people's scores.
Yeah.
And that is not a good idea.
Yeah. And I mean, especially when, because he was trying tons of quads as yeah. well. And once something starts to go wrong, it can just start to snowball because it, I mean, falls take a lot out of you, especially, you know, I've never done one, but I would imagine falling on a quad yeah. would take a lot out of you.
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got the mental energy that it takes to yeah. come up with your strategy plan.
Yeah.
Because you plan for lots of things. But some of these programs that we saw from some of the guys who did really well in the short program and not so much in the free, I don't think they particularly train for these.
Yeah, and it's hard to. Yeah, it's hard to train yeah. for it, really.
I mean, you plan your program with things that you can do, so you don't mm-hmm. expect to fall on every other jump.
Yeah.
That's not something you plan for, so how do you make that up? And then do you drop all the quads and just say, okay, I'm going to go for triples from this point out?
Yeah, it was a tough one to watch.
Yeah.
And I hope that for him, he's had a really up and down season as well. And I hope that he can sort of get that consistency going. maybe it might be a good idea for him to cut down the quad content a little.
Yeah.
Maybe do only 4 quads in the free skate.
Only 4.
You know, just to make it a little easier in terms of recovery, in terms of the mental strategy going into play.
Yeah, or start with 3 and then work your way up to 5 by the end of the season. Like, having a plan in place for knowing that you absolutely 100% can nail this content 100% of the time is sometimes better than going for too much and getting half of it, but not getting all of it.
Yeah. That was definitely a tough one to watch.
Yeah. And we haven't even gotten to the worst one yet.
Oh, yeah. We are getting there. But first off, 15th place was Paul Fentz. And he was definitely looking much more solid here than he was at the Olympics. When his jumps are on, they are really solid and confident looking. And they were mostly on here. It was good to see, you know, sometimes this season we've seen him skate and it's been a real slog because he seems to really get inward once the mistakes start happening and he doesn't perform out. Whereas, you know, here the jumps were a lot more solid and he seemed to be much more enjoying himself. And I felt I was more able to enjoy his skate.
Yeah. And that really is, he's got 2 crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
His programs are really good, especially for a crowd like we had in Italy where, you know, they're not diehard skating fans. We're not in Japan. So we've got, you know, a crowd of the general public who's just excited to watch some entertainment, and he's entertaining when things go well. So it's really good that he was able to skate pretty well here and entertain that crowd. They liked him.
Yeah.
They liked him a lot.
Similar as well, I'd say, with Roman Ponsar, who finished in 16th here. And this is his first Worlds as well. And I know definitely got a personal best in the short, I believe in the free as well. But even if not, he had a couple of really solid skates here. I think for him as well, the best I've ever seen him skate.
Yeah, I would say absolutely the best I've seen him skate all season.
Yeah.
Probably the best ever.
Yeah.
He really, you know, did what he was capable of. And he looked a little disappointed after the programs, but really, you know, we've seen him skate this season and he hasn't had the best season. So to come out when it matters and do, you know, at least a season's best, if not a personal best in both programs, you can't ask yourself for much more than that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think the biggest thing for him was, you know, in France, there is a bit of a fight for the one world spot, and France does only have one. I'm sure he would have loved to have been top 10 and give himself a little wiggle room. I mean, he's got a bit to work up to there, but he's not that far off. And I think a lot of just some consistency in terms of competition will help him out a lot.
Yeah, it helps with the judges and it helps with your confidence.
Exactly. 17th place was Matteo Rizzo. And obviously the Italian crowd was very much a fan of him here.
This poor kid needs a vacation now, though.
Yeah, definitely.
He has done so many back-to-back competitions.
I know, it's crazy to think, because he started on the Junior Grand Prix as well. And that was, you know, in September he was competing all the way through to March. And he did, I don't know, 2 Junior Grand Prix and Nebelhorn and I think another Challenger.
Yeah.
Plus Nationals, Olympics, Junior Worlds, and Worlds. Like, that's a lot for your season.
Wasn't he at Europeans as well?
Oh, yeah. He was at Europeans, too. I was thinking there's one more in there, too.
Europeans. So he, just in 2018, he went to Europeans, the Olympics, Junior Worlds, and Senior Worlds. That's a lot.
It is. It's a ridiculous amount. And I mean, this definitely wasn't the strongest we've seen from him this season. But again, he's been competing back to back to back to back in the last 3 months.
He's had like a week off between competitions for the last month.
Yeah.
He gets a break.
Yeah. And I mean, really, this has been an amazing breakthrough season for him. Again, he, I'm sure, would have loved to have been a bit higher up on the standings. But all things considered, he seemed to be happy with how this season went. And I'm excited to see what he does with it going forward.
Italy loved it, so you're fine.
Yep, exactly. Brendan Carey finished 18th. He unfortunately hasn't been able to have as strong of a season as we sort of hoped for him at the start of the season when he was looking much stronger.
Yeah, he seemed to sort of lose confidence over the course of the season. He started off feeling really confident. You know, he was saying, you know, I'm going to be in the top 10 at Worlds.
And Olympics, too.
And the Olympics. And that's what I'm going to do. And it seemed like once he had a competition where it didn't quite go his way, it seemed like, oh, I can't do that thing that I told myself I was going to do.
Yeah.
And that seemed to sort of take him in a bit of a downward spiral.
Well, and I don't know how much it helped as well in the short term, changing coaches to Nikolai Morozov.
Yeah.
It might... It's hard to know for the long term. It might work out. But in terms of just short term, that is a big upheaval to your life and your training to switch coaches mid-season.
Yeah, that's a choice that never makes sense to me when skaters change coaches mid-season. Change at the end of the season, mm-hmm. go to Worlds, and then say, okay, you know what? This isn't working anymore. I need to move on. Or if you're going to change coaches in the same zip code.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're in, say... You know, we've got some skaters in Oakville, which is an hour outside Toronto. Well, you can come to Toronto. That's not a big deal.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I know Morozov trains at least part of the year in New Jersey versus Brendan Carey was in Florida earlier. So, I mean, it's a bit of a travel. It could be enough. It's not going to Moscow or something.
Yes, but... it's not Moscow, but it is enough of a travel. It's not, you know, a commute you could do every day. You can't stay at home. You have to move.
Yeah.
Moving mid-season, I would not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're working with a new coach whose style is different. Also, Morozov's English, from what I understand, is good, but not, you know...
Well, yeah. And the other thing, too, is that it's not like you're moving to train with a coach who teaches only single skaters. Yeah. Morozov is dividing his time between, yes, single skaters, but also ice dancers. And so I don't know how that affects, you know, ice time or his attention. It's hard to know unless you're there. But I would imagine it's a bit harder to balance than just someone who does just single skating.
Yeah, especially because you can jump on an extra session that they're on and get a little bit of extra help. Mm-hmm. Whereas you can't just jump on an ice dance session.
Yeah.
Not going to cut it.
It's, that doesn't work very well.
That doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel about it kind of the same way I felt about Weaver and Poge moving to Morozov. I hope it works. I don't know if it will, but I hope it does.
Well, and that'll be the thing to see by next year once he's been settled with Morozov to see where he's at and how competitive he can be. It is a bit disappointing that he didn't have a better season because I was really hopeful for him, but he's still pretty young and I have high hopes for him in the future.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
And then we get to our 19th place finisher.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about this.
Fourth in the short program, 23rd in the free skate.
Oh boy, Yang Jin.
I remember we were discussing in their preview of...
World bronze medalist, Boy Yang Jin. Three years in a row.
Yep, and also saying, now the big question will be, does China get two spots or three spots next year? The answer is one spot.
Did we jinx him?
I hope not, but at the same time, that was definitely, bar none, the worst skate I've ever seen from him.
Yeah.
One of the worst skates that I think we've seen all season in a long while.
This doesn't happen anymore.
No.
This is not a thing that I was expecting.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of in shock about it.
I know, especially with, you know, 9 points deducted from the five falls. It was just a disastrous skate, and I don't know what happened, really, because as far as I know, I didn't hear anything about him being injured. He did pretty well in the short program.
He skated a solid short program. He was fourth in the short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all five of the top guys had really good short programs. I was not concerned going into this free skate. And then this happened. You know, and then you add on all of the wind was out of him by the time he got to that triple lutz double toe that was downgraded on the double toe.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, at the same time, five falls on most of them on quadruple jumps. I mean, that'll do it to you. And there were some rough falls, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't blame him for having no speed left at the end of that. But it certainly didn't help that he then, you know, lost levels on the spins and the step sequences at the end and got a V on the one spin. Like, that doesn't help the problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having it on his face, you know, you see it at the end of the program and that's what you're left with is his disappointment.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help with your PCS marks because it shouldn't affect them, but it does. You know? And I mean, the PCS were not going to be great here, but there are little things that you can do to try to salvage. But
yeah,
it just
was for me. This was definitely the disappointment of the competition.
Of worlds.
That's what I mean. Like of the entire championships
of this season.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree with that.
This because
it was. Oh boy, this was a rough one.
He could have been first. Theoretically.
Yeah, he absolutely could have. Didn't have perfect skates. If Bo-Yang Jin had skated perfectly and landed everything, he could have won the world championships.
He could have been first.
He very easily could have been second.
Absolutely. It would have been pretty easy for him to be second with the skate that Shoma had.
Yeah.
And third was well within his reach, even with mistakes. Not this level of mistakes, obviously. He only beat one person in the free skate, which is not a thing I was expecting from Bo-Yang Jin.
Yeah, it's just kind of shocking. I don't even know really what to think about it other than to just hope that this was a wild, crazy fluke and it'll never happen again.
I really hope so because this was not okay.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't affect him going forward. Yeah. I mean, at least in the kiss and cry, he didn't look too brought down by it. He wasn't happy by any means, but he wasn't, you know, in a state of depression over what just happened. So, I mean, maybe that's a good thing going forward, that hopefully he can just cast it off as a fluke and get over it and forget it ever happened.
Make up an excuse. Convince yourself of something to justify this. I don't care how false it might be. Come up with something. Convince yourself of it. Maybe there is an actual reason, but if there's not, convince yourself of one so that you can throw it away and say, yeah, that was a thing that's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I can handle a world where Bo-Yang Jin is this kind of skater.
Well, where anyone is, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really tough to watch, especially in that final flight when, you know, everybody's hoping for good things. Yeah, I just hope he can get past it and we can all forget that this ever
never
happened.
Never again.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
20th place was Daniel Samohin from Israel. He as well has unfortunately been having a rough season.
Yeah.
Apparently his shoulder has been sort of bothering him ever since Skate America when he dislocated his shoulder there.
I figured based on the way that he has been falling and stumbling out of jumps. Every time he messes up a jump, he keeps his hands way away from the ice.
Yeah, which, I mean, it makes sense because I would be paranoid, too, about dislocating a shoulder.
Yeah, but that is a scary thing, but it also makes your jumps even more volatile because you're no longer catching yourself with the easiest thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, his jumps have always been wild.
Yeah, he's kind of scary to watch in person.
Yeah. Like, and we've done it.
Oh, yeah. He did 20 quad sow attempts in a corner in front of us, and I was just watching through my fingers the whole time.
Yeah, he as well has so much potential to him, and this has been such a rough season, and he's always been an up and down skater, and his highs are very high and his lows are very
low.
Especially if going forward Bachenko does decide to retire, it'll be interesting to see what'll happen with Samohin, if he can take advantage of that or if he crumbles under the pressure. Yeah. He's one of those guys I don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah, he's one I feel like I'm constantly wanting to watch him through my fingers.
Yeah.
Because it could be amazing, but it's equally likely to be a disaster.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy watching those kinds of disasters.
Yeah. I mean, still, on the plus side of things, he made the free skate.
Yeah.
That and has not happened in other events this season, so.
That has been problematic for him in the past. So he made the free skate, which is a good step. It wasn't a disaster.
Yeah. No, I would agree. It was not a disaster.
It wasn't amazing, but it was not a disaster.
Yeah.
And I will take it.
Yeah.
It was fine. We had two less than stellar, but not terrible programs. Good enough.
Yeah. 21st place was Julian Gigi Yi from Malaysia. And I was really excited to see him make the free skate so we could see this free skate one last time.
It really is such a fun free skate.
Yeah. And he as well had two basically clean programs, yeah, which is great for him. For him, that is the goal.
Make the free skate.
Entertain.
And yep. Entertain and go clean.
Yep.
Those are the three things that I want to see from him. He did basically all three of them here.
Yeah, I was very happy with his results here.
My one thing for next year, can we get some pants that fit?
Yeah, the pants are a bit distracting.
They're really distracting. I find myself watching, waiting for them to fall down and going, okay, what's he going to do if his pants fall down in the middle of this program? Or even just
sew up the pockets. The pockets I find very distracting.
Yeah, that might be part of why I'm constantly worried that they're going to fall down. Either way, there are people in Barrie where you train who can get you the right pants. I can connect you.
We know people in Barrie.
We could probably put in a word to make sure that he gets the right pants for next year.
Hey, Mariposa.
We could probably do that. We know people at that rank that would make sure that he gets the right size pants.
Anyway, moving on. 22nd place was Donovan Carrillo from Mexico, and I was so excited for him to see him make it to the free skate. He sort of got a little bit lucky with a couple guys in the short program messing up and landing behind him, but he as well has had a really strong season here. He did really well. You know, again, it's important to remember he was also competing at Junior Worlds. Yes. He's pretty young. He's from Mexico, which is not a skating country by any means.
He's a junior skater from Mexico. There are lots of things that need work, but considering he is a junior skater from Mexico, this was pretty incredible.
I mean, he was, just about clean. Yeah. Very few mistakes. He's a fantastic performer, and he didn't look out of place at all here in Senior Worlds.
You fit right in.
I mean, he needs to, if he wants to move up, and I'm sure he does, needs to work on incorporating the quads and, consistent triple axel and things. But for a junior skater from Mexico, I was just thrilled for him and his results here.
And getting over 200 points.
Yep.
Which is a milestone.
It is.
That is a stepping stone on your way to success, is your first over 200 score, which I believe this was.
Yep, it was. No, so, this was a big personal best for him. And so, I think all three segments.
This is huge for him. And maybe we can see some great skaters coming out of Mexico.
Yeah.
For all we know, he's, inspiring young kids in Mexico to start skating. Exactly. I don't know how many rinks there are there, but...
I don't know, but,
surely there's some.
There must be some. And, if the Team Challenge Cup ever comes back, well, we can add another country to Team North America.
Are they going to add Canada at some point?
That is the question. All right. Let's see. 23rd place was Slavik Hyrapetyan from Armenia, who wasn't quite as strong as he was at Europeans, but he as well has been impressing me this season. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see where he goes going forward.
Yeah, another skater from a small country that's not traditionally a skating nation, doing some pretty impressive things at the World Championships.
Yeah. And then also Philip Harris, who finished 24th from Britain. I really enjoyed his short program, especially. The free was a bit of a mess, unfortunately. Yeah. But for him, the big thing was making the free skate. And that is an important step for him.
Yeah. And I mean, again, Great Britain, not exactly the biggest skating nation. They get the odd flash, but it's not a sustained trajectory of skaters. But, they're starting to change that up. They've got skaters in a good number of the disciplines starting to make the free skates at Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
This is, a positive trend. We're seeing people from all sorts of countries that are not traditionally skating nations making the free skate.
And it's good to see. And then if we get to those who didn't make the cutoff, there were definitely a few disappointments for me.
Yeah.
Nam Nguyen, of course, was the first not to make the cut.
That's two Canadians, the first not to make the cut in there.
Yeah, event. This one for me was especially disappointing. I mean, with Larkin Ostman and the ladies, I mean, we knew she was going to be on the bubble. For Nam, we talked about it before when we were previewing. I didn't expect Canada to earn three spots for the men at next year's World, but I did think it was a legitimate possibility had both of them skated near clean. And it was unfortunate that Nam again, you know, this is a second World Championships mm-hmm. where he hasn't been able to make the free skate.
Yeah, and that's really too bad because his first World Championships, he did amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hasn't, you know, he grew a lot since then.
Yeah.
He keeps jumping around to different coaches. He's moved coaching teams a couple times.
Yeah.
It's time to pick one and settle in and, you know, get your jumps back. But more importantly, work on the other stuff.
Yeah.
Because lots of these other guys have volatile jumps, but they have consistent spins, consistent step sequences, and they tick the boxes for the PCS. Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, for Nam, they do seem to be getting better.
Yes.
But it is something that you need to put in focus into.
Yeah. It needs to be a top priority.
Yeah.
Because the technique for the jumps is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most consistent, you know, they're not always there, but the foundation is there.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation for the spins, for example, though, is not as strong as the foundation for the jumps.
Yeah.
Focus on that. Focus on your basic stroking.
Because yeah. those, you know, the spins and the step sequences are points that you should never be losing unless something wild and crazy happens.
Yeah.
Especially in a short program.
Yeah.
Those are your gimme points.
Yeah. At most, you lose one level. Like, one level is acceptable. Anything below a level 3, that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, ticking the boxes for the PCS, building up speed, you know, putting in transitions that are easy for you but are difficult in their actual execution.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things to just give the judges a reason to give you 9s.
Like, yep. Exactly.
They're looking for a reason to give you 9s.
Yeah.
Tell them why.
The other one who was disappointed, I'm sure, to miss it was Morrissey Kvitalashvili from Georgia. He as well just started off so strong mm-hmm. at the beginning of this season. I'm not sure what's happened. The jumps just were looking so off both here and at the Olympics.
I wonder if it comes down to just the pressure because he trains with Eteri Tuberidze. We know that woman has high expectations of her skaters.
Yeah.
And, you know, if things start to go wrong in practice, does her expectation become a burden rather than a help?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know without being there, but he's definitely struggled this latter half of the season. And for him as well, I don't really know what the fix is. You know, the Tuberidze camp, she knows how to teach a basic jump technique that works pretty well for the ladies skaters. It doesn't work as well, unfortunately, for a lot of the men, or it does when they're younger, but it starts to, you know, to fade.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to say what the answer is because it could have just been
an off day.
For all we know, he's already a tall guy. I wouldn't have noticed if he grew another half an inch.
That's true. That could be something like that. Or maybe he's nursing an injury and they're just keeping it hush hush.
I mean, we know that they like to keep things hush hush in that camp.
Yeah. So that's why. I mean, maybe he has a minor injury and just nobody knows about it. It could even just be as simple as that.
Yeah. There are lots of things that can cause these that are not, you know, lifelong problems.
Yeah.
I hope it's one of those and not a bigger problem. When he's on, he's an entertaining skater to watch.
Yeah.
But this short program was not great.
Yeah. The other skater I personally was a bit disappointed not to see make the free was Jin Seo Kim from South Korea. I was a bit hopeful that, you know, maybe a South Korean skater could gain 2 spots for next season.
Yeah. It was going to be a tough sell.
It was. Either way. But it was disappointing at the very least not to see him even make the free skate. Especially because, I mean, it's not quite as much of a bloodbath as for the ladies in South Korea. But there are a lot of really strong up-and-coming South Korean men as well. And it's too bad they will only have the 1 spot next year.
Yeah, and it makes it tough because they are up-and-coming. And they do need the exposure to get to the next level. But when you've only got 1 spot, that's tough to do.
Yeah. But that wraps up this crazy, crazy men's event here. So what was your highlight from this men's event? If you don't know,
you can go first.
Mine, bar none, was definitely Kazuki Tomono. Yeah. I was just so excited watching him. I really just, again, if I've seen him skate before this season, I do not remember it. But he's made a real impression on me this season, and I'm really excited to see him going forward.
Okay, I'm glad you picked that, because I was debating between him and Nathan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't decide which one I was more excited about. I mean, they both really got me excited.
Yeah.
Which, in the men's event that we've had all season...
That is an important feat.
Yeah, yeah. It is. And... I mean, Nathan, he wasn't perfect. It wasn't, you know, the free skate that we saw at the Olympics, but it was a much better short program.
Yeah.
I will take it any day.
Exactly. And a good way to wrap up that men's free skate on a slightly higher note than it had been going in that final flight.
Also, I'm glad that the last time we saw that short program, it was skated pretty well.
Yeah, because that is true, because that is...
Maybe an A-plus short program?
I was going to say maybe my favorite men's... short program of the season.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be on the list.
Yep.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We will be making lists. It'll be coming out at some point soonish.
Yeah.
Yep. In terms of the weekly Waxel,
there is only one person who has earned that title.
Yeah. It's such a shame, but I really do think Bo Yang Jin in this event was, for me, the hardest one to watch this entire season. Possibly the last few seasons.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen a men's free skate that has gone that badly.
Well, especially after, I mean, it is usual to see men's events that start badly and just never pick up. It's more rare to see them start off so well and then all of a sudden just turn disastrous.
Yeah, it really was that anticipatory build that made it worse.
Yeah.
It would have been bad enough if the event had not been going great, but to have, you know, everybody up until that last flight skate so well, and then to have Bo Yang Jin do that was disappointing.
It's a shame. I hope that he, more than anyone else, can just go forward and forget it ever happened.
Let's all just erase that program from our memories.
Yep, exactly.
It never happened. We're never going to talk about it again.
It's over and done with.
Yep.
All right. So that wraps up this season in terms of competition. We will be, as we mentioned before, doing some, you know, best of lists for each discipline.
Season.
Yeah, for this season. And we will have some more stuff on the off season. We're still sort of figuring out timing and order of things, but we'll start with the best of lists and we'll inform you as time goes on.
Although I'm going to give a little teaser for our friends who may not be interested in best of lists. After the best of lists, if you're interested in a particular ice dance couple, you will probably enjoy the episodes that will come after that.
At some point after. Again, we'll have to see when, but...
Yeah, but... If you enjoy a particular ice dance couple,
you can probably guess who we're talking about.
You will enjoy some episodes that will be coming during the off season.
Yep.
And one last final note. The survey will still be up for a couple more days, but then we are going to be turning it off. So if you have things to say, if you want to make sure that we're talking about the ice dance couple you hope we're talking about, tell us in our survey. It is pinned to the top of our Facebook and Twitter pages. So, yeah, tell us what you want, because we want to know.
Yep. And I will just quickly say, you know, in case, because, you know, we can see everybody's responses, everybody else can't. But basically on the off season, we're hoping to do some best ofs, some recapping of figure skating media. We did I, Tonya. So hopefully to do other, you know, books, TV shows, movies, and so on. We'll see if one thing we're definitely going to do is talk about new rules.
Yes.
Because there are lots coming and that's going to be a big thing. We're probably going to have one episode dedicated to all of the new rules that are coming into effect.
And that's probably going to be a long episode.
Yeah.
But it will be informative.
Yes.
And we will be referring to it all of next season. So, you know, you might want to just listen to it when it comes out.
Yeah. We're hopefully going to make up, you know, a regular schedule where we can do, you know, probably like an episode a week for the off season, just so we can have a little bit of a break before things get crazy again next fall. But we will still be around and we'll still be talking skating, because, I mean, what else are we going to do with our summer?
And we're going to be on Twitter still. If you're not subscribed on wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts, and you don't want to subscribe for some reason, I don't know why you wouldn't, keep an eye on our Twitter and our Facebook, where we share links to every episode and other stuff that we're doing, like, you know, going to Stars on Ice, hopefully.
Yep, that is the hope. We're still trying to figure out seating for Alicia's broken leg.
We're trying to figure out if I can reasonably get in there without having to go downstairs without a railing and avoid getting kicked in the leg.
Yeah. Hopefully, at the very least, I'm going to go.
Hopefully, the Air Canada Centre will accommodate my broken leg that can't be kicked, and also the fact that I struggle to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, we will be at Stars on Ice. If you're going to be at the Toronto show at Stars on Ice, you know, you can send us a tweet and we will try and say hi to you guys.
Well, if we see you, the ACC is a bit
crazy. It's a big place, but we can, you know, make an attempt. I'll be the one on crutches.
That's true. We'll make it easy to find. And, well, we are sort of making tentative plans for events next season because there will be at least one in our neck of the woods. So,
yeah. So that's the season.
I know, it's crazy to think.
I'm still kind of in shock that that's the season.
Yep, it doesn't feel real yet, but that's okay. We can make it last throughout the summer.
Let's make this postseason high last just a little longer.
Yep, exactly. All right, so thank you all for listening, and please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our website, FlutzesCast.wordpress.com, for episode guides and other fun stuff. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We will be back soon.
At some point in the near future.
Very soon, with more episodes for the off season. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.